State and federal agencies are investigating chemical dumping at two Salcha area sites. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation on-scene coordinator Sarah Moore says large volumes of liquid firefighting foam residue were improperly disposed of onto the ground at two gravel pits off the Richardson Highway, operated by an Eielson Air Force Base subcontractor.
The Department of Environmental Conservation received a tip on April 23rd about the improper discharge of waste at two properties owned by Rolling Stones, Inc. outside of Salcha. And since then, we've begun our investigation and determined that product associated with some construction work on Eielson containing a high expansive foam or HEF waste residue had been taken off base and discharged at these properties.
Moore notes that the foam waste does not contain PFAS, but does present potential human and environmental health risks.
Can cause damage to aquatic life. There's also the concern that it's an eye irritant. And then we also have concerns about private drinking water wells.
Moore says both dump sites are adjacent to residential areas, one near Harding Lake. She says the DEC plans to survey the areas for potential contamination of drinking water wells and then formulate a cleanup plan. The Air Force and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are also looking into the incident, and Corps spokesperson John Budnick says it's believed the foam originated from testing of fire suppression systems at Eielson.
About 45,000 gallons of waste was generated. About 33,000 gallons are believed to be improperly discharged on the ground.
Budnick says Rolling Stone was the subcontractor responsible for handling the foam waste and submitted a plan to properly do so, and it remains unclear who actually dumped the foam onto the ground.
That is part of the ongoing investigation.
Rolling Stone is a Salcha-based contractor. A person who answered the company's phone last night declined to give his name and would not say whether the foam was intentionally dumped, deferring any comment until after testing determines whether or not it presents a threat.